In Dallas, there's a growing scandal over fake drug busts. The controversy surrounds 59 cases, many involving Mexican auto mechanics accused of selling large amounts of cocaine. But the cocaine turned out to be ground-up sheetrock. Now there's intense scrutiny of the Narcotics Division of the Dallas Police Department and its informants. Two narcotics officers have been suspended, and the FBI has been called in to investigate. NPR's Wade Goodwin has this report.
The first thing you notice about all of these sheetrock drug cases is their amazing similarity to one another. Start with 36-year-old Jose Vega. Mr. Vega had never been in trouble with the law before, and on August 16th, he had just returned from lunch. He was under a car trying to fix the engine when he heard a commotion outside. Still on his back, Vega scooched out to see what was going on.
Yo me limpié mis manos y salí tan pronto pude.
The minute I was underneath the car, I kind of got out to look to see what was going on, and I saw the police officers were already coming my way with their guns in their hands, already pointing in my direction.
Vega was mystified. He asked the officers what was going on, and they responded, "You know," but he didn't. So he kept asking, and every time he got the same answer, "You know why." Okay, now pick a different case. 40-year-old Jacinto Jesus Mejia. Like Vega, Mejia is a Mexican national, living legally in Texas for the last 17 years, and married to a Dallas school teacher. Mejia has his own auto repair shop, and on May 22nd, while working on a car, he was surprised by Dallas narcotics officers.
10:30, Dallas police come to my shop. They go inside, and the Dallas police tell me, "You're arrested." I say, "Why?" They say, "You know why?" I say, "No, I don't know. I don't know nothing."
In case after case, the facts are similar. Mexican mechanics with no previous record arrested for selling large amounts of cocaine. And in many cases, the cocaine, kilos of it, hundreds of thousands of dollars worth, was discovered outside in a car or truck. Sometimes the vehicle wasn't even locked. No guns, no huge amounts of cash, just large quantities of unguarded cocaine. Now, if you're a trial lawyer, a client claiming his innocence is hardly an uncommon occurrence. But Cynthia Barbary, Jose Vega's lawyer, began to suspect something was wrong almost immediately. Her client was accused of selling 27 kilos of cocaine, but his fingernails were black with automobile grease.
He didn't fit the profile of a big drug dealer. He's the only one around, and these drugs are outside in a car. There are no guns. There's no one standing guard over these alleged drugs. That doesn't make sense. They're not driving fancy cars. They're not wearing fancy jewelry. They're not living these huge, lavish lifestyles. Nothing. It just didn't fit. Nothing fit.
So Barbary decided to have Vega take a polygraph, and Vega passed. Then fate intervened. After the test was over, the examiner she'd hired turned to her and said, "This is strange, but I just gave a polygraph to a different Mexican mechanic in another cocaine case, and the facts are almost exactly the same." And he passed the polygraph too. With that revelation, the scandal began to blow open. One case became 6 cases, then 8, then 15, and the number kept growing. Then another bombshell dropped. Although the Dallas narcotics officers had field tested the drugs and reported that the tests were positive for cocaine, the drugs were never sent to an independent lab for corroboration. But as the cases came to trial, defense lawyers insisted on lab tests. Those tests came back negative. It wasn't cocaine, it was sheetrock. C. Tony Wright is the lawyer for Jesus Mejia.
Just before our trial setting, they come back and say, "Oh, by the way, it's not dope. It's fake dope." And so I said, "Okay, let my client go." They go, "Well, I'll tell you what we'll do. We'll reduce it to a 4th-degree felony, selling, possession with intent to deliver a simulated substance and delivering a simulated substance. And instead of him facing up to 5 years in jail, we'll give him credit for the 5 months that he just served, and we'll let him go." And I said, "Thank you very much. That gets him deported."
This initial refusal by the Dallas District Attorney's Office to drop the charges in the face of the sheetrock revelations enraged Wright and the other local defense lawyers.
They have known for months about these cases. They even let a guy on another case by the same officer, same informant, plead guilty and get deported knowing that it was fake dope, because he didn't have any money and his lawyer had only been paid a couple hundred dollars. So facing a life sentence, they said, "Hey, we'll put you on probation, but you get deported." And the guy said, "Well, I'd rather live free in Mexico." And so he took it. The DA knew it was a bad case at that time. They misled the court. They violated their oath.
But as the local media began to paint the Sheetrock drug cases as a scandal, the attempts by the police department and the district attorney's office to keep these cases going became untenable. 2 weeks ago, Dallas District Attorney Bill Hill announced he was dropping the cases and calling in the FBI.
These cases have raised questions in the mind of the public that reflect not just on police procedures, but on the integrity of the entire criminal justice system. It is essential to have an independent agency involved so the results of the investigation will restore public trust.
And Hill gave up his effort to prosecute some of the defendants on charges of possession with intent to sell a poisonous substance, in other words, sheetrock. The district attorney denied that his office was guilty of overzealous prosecution in the 59 cases under review.
The fact of the matter is, in hindsight, you could see that we could have put the cases together a little bit quicker, but we have 2,400 cases that we deal with a year. It's not like these are the only matters that we're dealing with.
The Dallas Division of the FBI has said the investigation will be a top priority. The scrutiny may prove painful for the Dallas Narcotics Division. Drug testing experts say it is all but impossible for sheetrock to falsely test positive for cocaine. In the midst of the controversy, the Dallas Police Department announced it will no longer wait for a drug case to go to trial before sending the alleged drugs to an independent lab. And there is much sorting out left to be done. In 17 cases, the defendants pleaded guilty rather than face possible life imprisonment. For those who've been released after spending months in jail awaiting trial, there is both relief and anger. In order to pay for a lawyer for her husband, Dallas school teacher Maria Mejia had to sell her children's college fund, her 401k, and her parents' life insurance. Mejia said she never had a doubt her husband was innocent.
Because, I mean, I've been married to him for 15 years. After 15 years, you know who you're married to. It's like I told Mr. Wright, I said, well, if I knew he was dealing drugs, I would have at least told him to buy me a dryer. So I wouldn't have to hang my clothes outside anymore. I could dry it in the house.
Lawyers for the defendant say that in addition to the FBI investigation, the Dallas Police Department can expect civil action.